Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, I imagine you guys don't really stay put up here on the stage, that you're out and about playing bingo, being funny with the crowd. Tell me how a typical night would go.
Well, I'm not one much of a dancer, but I do like to move. I like to get in and out of the crowd. I do like to talk to everybody that's here. Certainly, the more uncomfortable you look, the more likely we are going to come to talk to you.
Just so people want to hear.
Yes, yes. You know, if you look nervous or you're looking at the table, let me tell you, that is a call of action, and I am going to come there and say hello. Otherwise, everyone is so excited. It's usually such a wonderful crowd here. We have such a great time. We get to meet so many local people, as well as so many people that come from all over. We've had people from Europe here. We've had people from Russia here. We've had people from Asia. So it's really a great gathering of people of all kinds.
What is Maxie's story?
Oh. Well, I like to say she was once a poor child from North Minneapolis, which she was. But actually, I found the drag scene when I was 19 years old. I have been doing drag for 21 years. I have always loved the art of makeup and theater and stage. And so when I was 19 and trying to find myself and find where I belonged in the world, the art of drag introduced itself to me, I like to say. And I really grasped on. I started to work in some of the local clubs. I started to climb my way up through the scene. And since then, I've been working in and out of clubs and bars, and now for Fulton Brewery, as well as other breweries in the city, performing about as much as I would like to, and sometimes more than I'd like to.
Sure. Tell me about the drag culture here in Minneapolis. It seems to be pretty popular, and that it's really taken off, and that people get into it and plan their days around it. There's drag queen brunches, they're in the bars. It's kind of everywhere, and people love it.
Yeah, I would say the drag and trans culture has been alive and well in Minneapolis well before the Pride festivals had even started. But now with RuPaul's Drag Race and Dragula and all of these other things that are coming to mainstream TV, so the general public is seeing more and more, it's only made the art more and more popular. Minneapolis is obviously alive and well with so many venues now hosting brunches and shows and bingo. There's just so much going on, so many new and interesting characters and talent coming to the stage. It's really exciting to see it blossom in the way that it has over the last, you know, in my lifetime, quite a few years, but even just the last couple of years, it's really taken shape.
Why do you think people like it so much? Is it kind of an escape? Is it something that they think, ooh, it's a little bit naughty and edgy, I'm going to go see some drag queens? What is it?
I definitely think there was that lure of the, you know, the innuendo and the double entendre, and that early on, it was something naughty, it was something fun to go see, it was a real novelty. But now I think as people have seen more and more, drag is really just about coming together and having fun. I mean, what's not fun with a drag queen? You and I are probably having the most fun interview you've had all day, as well as bingo is so much better with a drag queen, and when I hit the grocery store later, that's going to be just so much fun for everybody. I think drag is just one of those things that our job is to lift your spirits and make you forget about all of the other things that are happening, whether it be on a political scene or just some drama at home. It's to take you out of that, put you in an environment that's exciting and fun and a boisterous personality that, you know, is hopefully more enjoyable than the in-laws. And, you know, we just try to make it fun to be around and, you know, experience.
You called it an art earlier.
Sure.
And you told me that it takes you 2 hours to get into your persona of Maxie. So tell me a little bit about what you do and what you're wearing and how you do your makeup and how you consider this an art.
Sure. Well, to most people, I'd say I'm just wearing chapstick and clear mascara. But secret between you and I, it does take me about 2 hours to get ready, and that's a head to toe. I studied makeup, and I did makeup for years just at the MAC counter at the Mall of America, where I definitely learned a lot. But makeup for drag is obviously, it's bigger and it's more. And there's so much out there now between YouTube and tutorials, and you can go in-store educations. There's so much going on to learn more about it, but it is quite a process, from the contouring and reshaping my face to the oversized eyes and eyelashes. I'd like to keep a natural lip, however, I don't believe in making that too overstated.
This is not a natural lip, by the way, but it's lovely.
Thank you. Thank you. And then the rest of my looks, I make my own costumes, which many of the talent do around here, because, you know, shapes like ours, you can't buy off the rack. Or heavily altered if we do. But also there's obviously body padding that happens. Quite a bit goes in from a head to toe look. A good friend of mine at Casa Glam Wigs does all of my hair. So wigs are also another big part of the transformation.
What's your favorite part? Like, when you're getting ready, what do you most look forward to?
My favorite part is always the eyelashes. For me, that is when it all comes together. The makeup, otherwise, to me, just looks a little raw and undone. But once those lashes go on, it's like adds the twinkle to the eye. It adds the little bat that we need to, you know, make us feel glamorous.
And as I look at your lashes, they're gorgeous. They're large butterflies on the top. But you also have bottom lashes.
I do.
I have not seen that before, I don't think. Maybe with drag queens, but it's gorgeous. Do they stay on okay? And you like the bottom too?
Oh, I couldn't do it without top and bottom lashes these days. They stay on perfectly fine. We use a lovely adhesive that definitely sticks through the entire evening, but also is not painful to take off.
Now, when we're talking about a typical evening with Minneapolis audiences who come to your shows, are they appropriate? Do you ever have cases where there's a person who isn't acting like they should and you need to avoid that person? Or is there ever any negative part of it, I guess?
Sure. Oh, certainly we see all kinds. And I will say the vast majority of our audiences are so respectful and lovely and fun to work with. And we see people of all kinds who have been to a million shows in their lifetime to those who have never even seen a drag queen in their life. There's always going to be someone out there who does not play by the rules, who is not respectful necessarily. Drag queens are pretty hard to offend. Most of the time we're the ones doing the offending, I have to say. However, when it comes to being at a show, and what's respectful is we always ask for consent. If you want to touch us or get a closer look or a hug, a handshake, a kiss, just ask. It's all we ask. And then we are more than happy to accommodate most requests. Let's say there will be some barriers.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Drag has been a big part of my life. Like I said, ever since I was 19, it really helped me come of age. It helped me find who I was. And I won't say that outside of this, I'm necessarily personality-wise as outgoing or as big a character as I am in drag, but it helps me in those times when I need to find a little bit of courage and a little bit of, you know, energy to step outside of my natural self. And I think that's something as kids are growing up and exploring, and if playing with gender or illusion or makeup is something that they start to do, I wouldn't take it as a scary thing if you're a parent. And if you're a child, it's an opportunity to start asking questions and start to explore and see what needs, you know, what you need as a person to grow and is to change. And I say my life is so much better, and I feel like so much more whole as a person. And I just hope, you know, kids coming up and all the things that we're seeing, the more drag you're seeing and the more expressions of gender out there, that kids just find safer places to be, that they feel like they can really step out there and be more their whole selves as they progress through their adolescence and into adulthood.
Are you seeing that the whole gender identity or anything involving sexuality is becoming just okay now these days? It doesn't seem to be quite as closed-minded. Are we a little more open here, do you think?
I think certainly people have open their minds much more, and there's much more open conversations. I'm seeing, especially at Bingo here at Holidazzle, so many more families coming to enjoy Drag Queen Bingo, so many more children coming to enjoy Drag Queen Bingo. And I do feel it's my part of my job then to keep it at a level of decorum that we're not getting too racy or too inappropriate. We want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable when they're here, and we really exude a positive, a positive take on drag and what they can expect when they go other places. But I think generally it has come a long way. We obviously see the counter to that on a regular basis, and that's maybe not going to go away as quickly as we would like it to. But everything, you know, it's baby steps. I think the wonderful thing about the drag and trans and queer movements is just how far we have come since Pride first happened in the late 60s. There is so much that has, you know, so much more education out there, more information out there, so much more for people to like help better understand. And I think that's the thing, just get educated, get out there and learn some things. Ignorance is what holds us down and holds us back. And I think, you know, certainly Minneapolis and the world at large has come a long way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.